This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists want so much control over everything, everybody. Why do narcissists love control so much? Why do narcissists seek out control so much, or controlling, have so many controlling behaviors and things like that? So before we hop into today's episode, make sure if you're interested in it, hit the, I have new channel memberships, join the channel members and whatnot for extra perks and all the other good stuff. Link is in the description and bio. Back to the video here. Why do narcissists like control so much? Reason number one, I'm going to hit you with it, y'all. Reason number one, well, I'm not even going to give a list. One of the main reasons that narcissists like control so much is because when we were growing up, a lot of us lacked it in our childhood, in our youth. A lot of us didn't have control over anything. A lot of us didn't, we didn't have control of our circumstances and things like that. We couldn't control who loved us. We couldn't control who was there for us. We couldn't control who we were raised by. We couldn't control who was there for us. We couldn't control who neglected us, or we couldn't control anything, y'all. We lacked so much control that it down there turned us into narcissists, pretty much. You see what I'm saying? Because we lacked it so much in our youth. When we grow up, guess what we can do? As adults, we have the ability to control things. We have the ability, more of an ability to control a lot of our circumstances and a lot of our situations and things like that. We have more of ability to control the things that we do, to control the things that we say, to control the people in and out of our lives, to control our finances, to control the situations that we had no control over. So we lacked it so much in childhood. We seek it out so much in our adulthood. And that's just my perspective, y'all. I can't speak for all narcissists. Some narcissists won't control because they're scared of abandonment. Some narcissists won't control because they're scared of loss and whatnot. You know what I mean? They won't control because they live in fear and paranoia. And that's one of the reasons, you know, another reason is because narcissists do live in fear and paranoia. The paranoia causes us to want control of things. The paranoia, paranoia is irrational fear, y'all. So we want to control our circumstances to dull down the paranoia that we might be experiencing, to dull down the situation that we might be experiencing and things like that. But like I said, back to the beginning, my main reason is because we lacked it in childhood. We didn't have control over anything, and it sucked. And when we grow up, we look back at our childhood selves, and a lot of us hate our childhood selves because we feel like we were so weak that we couldn't control stuff. But guess who's big and strong right now? Me, the grown up ass toxic narcissistic person right now. So I'm going to control every single thing you told me I couldn't control when I was younger. I'm going to do all the stuff you told me I couldn't do when I was younger. I'm going to live the life I wanted to when I was younger that I couldn't. You see what I'm saying? Because I had no control when I was growing up, so I need it right now. I want it right now. I crave it right now. It's not like, I'm telling you, that trying to control too much will lead to the demise of a lot of narcissists and toxic ass people. I promise you, trying to control way too much is what leads to the demise of narcissists. Because we try to control too much. We try to do too much. We try to control way too damn much. One of the very first exercises that I did with my therapist, if you're not new here, you already know this story. If you are an OG to the channel, one of the first exercises we did was like, my therapist called it a control circle exercise, right? It's two circles, one smaller one and one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bigger one, like the smaller one is inside the bigger one. She said, write down all the things that you in the smaller circle, write down all the things that you think you have control over in your life. The bigger circle, do the opposite. Write down all the things that you don't have control over. At least you don't think you have control over. Man, I went through that damn list and I put so much stuff in the small list, in a small circle, that it overflowed into the big circle. And my therapist was like, just stop. You're trying to control way too much. And she's like, it starts in childhood. You start being selfish with a lot of times your controlling behaviors lead to you being selfish as hell as an adult too. So you said you started being controlling. You started seeking out control in your childhood, but you would get punished for it. You get told no so much in your childhood that you're like, you know what? I'm going to build a life to where nobody can tell me no anymore. There's no restraints. There's no boundaries and things of that nature on me right now. So you get a lot of narcissists that won't control because they didn't have it when they were growing up, y'all. And it sucks. You want a lot of narcissists that won't control because they hate their inner. They hate their younger selves. They hate their inner child because their inner child was weak. They look at the inner child as weak and didn't have any type of control. Like, I'm never going back to that person again. So they bury. They take their inner child. Some of them damn near kill it, but a lot of them will take the inner child and just beat it to death, just maul it, just hide it, just be embarrassed of it. You know what I mean? We won't control so much when we beat ourselves up over it. When we lose, and that's why you see a lot of narcissists when they lose control or something. That's why you see them become super obsessive. That's why you see a lot of narcissists. Like, not only do they become super obsessive, they become super angry and agitated. You see a lot of narcissists that lose control, they become stalkers. They become, objectively dangerous. You get a lot of narcissists that do things like that, that want to harm people and because they lose control over it. You get a lot of narcissistic people, like not a lot of them, you get some narcissistic people that feel like they're going to lose their family, lose control over their family dynamic, and they unalive all of them. They lose control of their finances, so they unalive their family members. They lose control of their, over their physical health, so they feel like over their physical stuff, so they feel like they need to unalive people. I'm just saying, that's the extreme edition of it, but you just never know what happens when a narcissist will lose his control, because they sorted out so much in their adulthood. When they get to adults and they start to lose control of things, that agitates them, that irritates their spirit, that irritates their soul and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, that's one thing you have to understand, is that they're going to do things like this over and over again to try to get control over you, to try to get control from you, to try to get control of things. That's why you see a lot of narcissists, they like to control every single thing in and outside of their household. You get a lot of narcissists that try to control way too much. They try to do way too much to maintain control over things. You get a lot of narcissists that try to control things outside of their realm. Like me, I was trying to control when my little brother went to school, where he worked at and stuff like that. How stupid is that, y'all? My adult ass little brother, I'm trying to control where he went to school or what he does with his life and stuff like that. And it would irritate me when he didn't listen to me. So you see what I'm saying? It was just like trying to control too much. Whew. Can lead to the demise of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. And sending this car is kind of crazy. It's hot in here and all the other good stuff, y'all. So I'm going to cut this thing short, y'all. A lot of narcissists lacked that control, so they seek it out in other things in life. They lacked the control coming up, so they seek it out in their adulthood. They needed it in adulthood. We need it in adulthood because we couldn't have it as kids. And now I don't have to be ashamed of my inner child anymore because I've built this big ass turtle shell around it. You see what I'm saying? I built this turtle shell around my control, my soft underbelly. But anyway, y'all, like I said, get that self-love journal on Amazon. Live in-person workshop May 20th, 2023 in Orlando, Florida. Link is in the description for every single thing, y'all. Like and subscribe for more mental illnesses out. Peace.